But first, Deirdre is here, and this week it's all about living in the moment, because it's very easy to drift. It's very easy to think back to warm, cuddly times, or it's very easy to think about, gosh, what do I have to do for the rest of the day? Deirdre, how do we maintain our living in the moment to get the best from our lives?
Good morning, John. It's lovely to be here physically and meet you. We've spoken before, but it's nice to be here. I wonder if you've heard this now. I remember when I heard this quote and it really changed it for me. It helped me to get perspective. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. And that's why we call it the present.
Brilliant.
Have you heard that before?
I have, and it's brilliant, but I didn't remember it. It's a while since I've heard it.
I think it's really, really good. So are you feeling good, ready for the week ahead, or do you have this whole, you know, anxiety and a huge to-do list? How do you operate generally? How do you find yourself operating?
Well, it's very interesting you say that, because there are times when I struggle to live in the present, to live in the moment, because I list loads of things that I need to do and I tick them off.
Yeah.
If I don't do that, I find the uncertainty very difficult to deal with without having quantified what I have to do and what I need to do. But is that just me? Is that a form of OCD?
Well, I think it's not your fault. You know, our lives are very full on at the minute. You know, we live a lot in a day, you know. I'm a list maker, and I would find that that happiness is a ticked off list.
Would you put that on your list, on your to-do list? Today, I want to be happy.
Well, that's actually a good lead into what I actually suggest is the solution to it, is to actually set your intention at the beginning of the day, that today I am going to consciously, awareness is first, so I am going to consciously make a plan to be happy, to be present. You know, when I'm speaking to you, it's very easy to go to all the other different things I have to do. But when you cultivate this present moment awareness muscle, and you practice, like, you know, we're both looking at each other now. We really are. I mean, well, I don't know what you're doing in your head. I don't know what you're doing. But what I'm consciously doing is practicing being aware and being present here to you now, because that provides the best quality of life ultimately. But it's not always easy to do.
No. And you're right. I've noticed that over the years, women have become very distracted when I'm talking to them. Anything else bar me, they seem to be interested in.
No, John, your voice is so beautiful. It's hypnotic.
Oh, thank you.
So if women are distracted, it's only because they're in a trance listening to that beautiful voice.
Thank you
that
for
you
turning
have.
That into a positive. Thank you for taking that sow's ear and making something of it. That was very kind of you. And just if you're listening at the minute, what makes today a happy Monday? Why is today a happy Monday for you? 0776 105 105. Sorry, Deirdre, you were about to say.
Go ahead, yeah. It's very understandable. It's not your fault. If you are constantly thinking about the what ifs, you know, what if this happens, what if that happens, or you're constantly, you know, in regret of the past. But what it can actually be is actually a program that you're running in your head, because you're actually in a fight or flight state. You're actually in a stressed state all the time.
Are we always like that? Are we always in a position, as you've said, where we're thinking fight or flight? What do I do next?
Well, some of us more than others. And some of us have reason to be in a fight or flight state, because that's the work I do with my clients. You know, we go back and look at what is causing you to be in constant fight or flight. What is causing, you know, waking up with night sweats? What is causing you to feel that pit of your stomach, anxious feeling? There's a reason for it. It's not your fault. There is a very good reason for it. And when you are aware of this, you can actually find out, where did you learn to do it? You know, and certainly in this country, we have lots of reasons that you know, that we are good at it. This is, you know, what I deal with a lot. And, you know, I was working with a lady the other week, and, you know, she she remembered internment day. And this woman was, you know, she was 12 when it happened.
Yes.
And this was alive inside her. She thought everybody was going to get killed. Everybody in her family was going to get killed. The, you know, the naivety of a 12-year-old. But that stays in the system.
That terror is there somewhere.
Exactly.
Deep down. And so do you think we all should or could look for that core, that spur, that initial button that we press?
Yeah.
And then how do we do we, is it right or is it good for us to try and come up with a device to suppress that, or do we try to get rid of it?
No, we never suppress it because we can't. But we can is release it. Okay, we can actually release the memory of the woman at 12 years old is, you know, memories are recorded information from a distorted point of view. So what we can do, and what I did with this woman, was to go back there and actually release everything. You know, it all worked out. Everybody was okay. And we can release that. And then it's not in her subconscious mind driving her, because your subconscious mind is always trying to keep you safe. So it sets off alerts all the time, and we call that stress. But when we change not what happened, but how we hold what happened, then we can make peace with it, release it, and then we can have a better day today. But, you know, we have so many stresses of work-life balance, emotional struggles, that it's actually easy for us to want to retreat into a make-believe world, like scrolling on the phone or watching Netflix all the time, because you're not actually present. But there is another way to do it, and you can do it. And if you only but knew that embracing present moment awareness is a gift, and that you can actually enjoy it.
But can you not do that? By, if you are scrolling, by pausing on something and enjoying that moment with that. Or as you say, if you're watching Netflix, that these, yes, they are escapes from the real world, but can we use that to bring us to the present moment, to say, this is a funny film. This, that moment that just happened, that Robin Williams or whoever has created for the world to see and to witness and to love, has been a joy and has been a gift for us.
Absolutely. It's always the same. It's not what you're doing. It's how you're doing what you're doing.
Right.
If you're using Netflix to escape because you're avoiding something else, then it's not really serving you. If you're using Netflix to, I've worked all week and now I did it yesterday. I had a very full-on week and I just relaxed by watching some television, and that's a form of relaxation. They both look like the same thing, but it's always what you're doing in your mind, John, that makes the difference. So you will know yourself if you are actually using something to escape reality. I mean, I love going to the theatre, and that's an escape. That's
yes.
Using your imagination, you know, suspending your disbelief for a moment. It's beautiful. I love it. But if I was doing that all the time as an avoidance behaviour, then that's a different thing. And there's a very subtle but very powerful difference. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, but would we recognise it, or do we need a professional like Deirdre McGuire to identify that?
Well, awareness is always step one. And you could do it yourself if you actually become aware that you are doing this. But if you are struggling with your life, then you do need to see someone like me who really can, you know, help you to give you skills and tools on dealing with what you need to deal with in your present day and releasing what's holding you back, what beliefs, limiting beliefs that you have about yourself. So,
and just give us your website again, just at this moment, in case there's someone listening who's just thinking, I do need to speak to somebody.
DeirdreMcGuire.com. Very simple.
Brilliant.
DeirdreMcGuire.com. You know, I was speaking to a man last week, a man who heard me on the radio. He came to me, we did the work, we're done. You know, he had night sweats and he's really enjoying his life. And I said to him, why me and why now? And he said, because I needed someone to talk to and I believed that I could talk to you, and it was as simple as that. So
that's enough, though.
Yeah,
that's more than enough.
Yeah, and we did the work, and shout out to his name's John too. And shout out
hello,
to John.
Hello, John. I hope you're feeling well.
He's having a blast. He's good. Loving his life, and he had been really, really struggling. So what could we do right here, right now? What could you do if you're just listening? And I've already talked about it a wee bit. Step one is intentional awareness. You actually said that, John. Intentional awareness. Make a conscious decision to be present. You know, start by setting an intention for the beginning of your day, or simply whenever you feel you need to ground yourself. Remind yourself that it is safe for me to fully engage in what I'm doing. So forget about the past, forget about the future, and just engage. You know, multitasking is not really healthy.
It's overrated, isn't it?
It's really
men
not
would
good.
Say that. Every man I know says it's overrated.
Multitasking is not healthy. Stop and do one thing at a time. It is safe for me to fully engage in what I'm doing. Do one thing at a time. Give it your full intention. For example, if you're eating, I really improved my life with this. Mindful eating. If you're eating, I mean, what way do you do this, John? I used to do this. Do you actually, you put the knife and fork in, you put the food on the knife and fork, you put it into your mouth, and then while you're eating this, you are actually at the knife and fork going again.
Oh, yeah.
You're not eating, you're not in the present moment. You're not eating what's in your mouth. You're actually getting ready for the next one.
I'm getting ready for the next bit of work I have to do. So I'm shoveling. In fact, probably more of a shovel, less of a knife and fork.
Well, if you practice this, it absolutely can change the quality of life you have. It'll change your eating habits and make you eat more healthily. And, you know, don't miss your life, John.
So you're suggesting set the cutlery down between mouthfuls.
Set the cutlery down.
Wow.
Try it. Set the cutlery down between mouthfuls and savour the food that's actually in your mouth. And another thing, and if Frank was here, he's very guilty of this. He admits it himself. Turn the phone off. Imagine you could... Now, he admits that he can't sit and eat without having the phone. He's constantly scrolling. So turn your phone off and do one thing. Eat. And eat
focus
only.
On the moment, on
focus
what you're
on
doing.
Focus on the moment. Practice active listening. You know, like I'm doing a bit of both at the minute.
Yes.
I'm listening to you and then I'm thinking about what's the next thing I have to say. But if I actually slow it down and actually listen to what you're saying, we have a much more meaningful, engaging conversation. So if I'm actually listening to what you're saying, John, not thinking, what am I going to say next?
Yes.
You see, but there's a whole story behind that. If you have not been heard or listened to as a child, you know, you will, this would be a symptom that you have today that you're always wanting to speak.
What about as an adult if you're not listened to? Never mind as a child. Deirdre, have you been to our house?
The last one was
active listening.
Yes.
Okay, I'm making a note.
Okay. So active listening, conscious present moment awareness.
Yep, got that.
And then use your breath to bring you back to the present moment.
Oh.
You know.
And how would you do that?
You literally stop.
Stop breathing, that's not good.
No, not stop. You're worse than Frank. Stop. Take a deep breath in.
Through your nose.
Through your nose.
Okay.
Blow it out. Okay, and just be here now.
Oh, that's good.
So it slows the mind down.
Yes.
Okay, the breath is the lead horse of your autonomic system.
I'm going to make a note of that.
Okay.
Not the autonomic system, because I don't know how to spell that.
Your automatic. Okay, so it beats your heart, it grows your nails.
Wow.
I was going to say it grows your hair, John, but...
Thanks.
Well, not go there.
So you've reminded me that nobody's talking to me at home and I've no hair. Deirdre, this is going very well.
Okay, so the autonomic system, it grows your heart, grows your nails, John.
Yeah, thanks.
Beats your heart.
Grows nails, beats heart.
And the lead horse of that autonomic system is the breath.
Wow.
So if you want to override the fight or flight response, which is what stress is, You breathe. So if you
bring it back to your breathing.
Bring it back to your breathing. Take a deep breath in. You see, right to the top of the breath. Go to the top. People, that's part of the reason that people smoke. I used to be a smoker 40 years ago.
Really? Why?
Because they don't know how to breathe. And they need, a cigarette is a break. Many times you've heard people saying that a cigarette is a break. Well, you don't need a cigarette for a break. All you need to do is breathe for a break. Slow down.
So do you think, will they create breathing areas outside pubs?
You're ever the comedian, John.
No.
You're very funny.
I'm not. You know I'm not.
So use your breath to bring yourself back to the present moment.
Yep. Remember,
being present is a skill that requires practice. Okay? And it is okay if your mind drifts. Be nice to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Bring yourself back to the present moment. You know, it takes strength and focus to be able to feel the gift of presence in your life. But when you realize, John, that your presence, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Is the greatest gift that you are.
Wow.
Not only for your friends.
Are you sure?
Not only,
in my case, are you
not
sure?
Not only for your friends and family, but for yourself. You gain the power to shape your life experience.
That's great.
Every time.
So we gain the power. That's what we're all hoping for. That's what we're all living for.
Is to gain the power to shape your life experience. Every time you make the decision to have a clear mind and an open heart, you are embracing the true meaning of the gift of presence.
Wow. I was distracted momentarily there because when you said be kind to yourself, I knew I had a quote here from Robin Williams. So I shuffled to find it, and it is this.
Right.
Everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Be kind always. Robin Williams said that.
I absolutely love that. I often say, if I had one breath left, that's what I would say. You can hear, you know, I like to talk by the sound of me. If I had one breath left, this is what I would say. Be nice to you. Be kind to you. We don't know how to do that.
No.
We haven't been taught it.
No. So, intentional awareness, active listening, and use your breath. Live in the moment.
There you go.
See, I was listening.
You see? Thank you, John. You were listening to me.
I was.
Not like other people who aren't always listening.
Who are you referring to?
Who are not.
Name names. Deirdre, name names.
I am not naming names.
Go on.
But you know who you are.
Deirdre McGuire from deirdremcguire.com. Thank you for the Monday Mindset. Thank you.
U105's Tea Breaks.